All right, class, let's take up tonight from our classes, our class on last session. I hope that you meditated some of the things I said, because I'm going to take you further into, you already got it. You already has it. It's already yours. Grace, hope. What else we say? Grace, hope, love, and faith. And remember, we closed out with that scripture in the book of Acts where Peter said you already have it. So I want to emphasize again tonight, it's both already done and already ours. Write that down. It's already done and it's already ours. A victorious Christian isn't seeking victory, but rather enforces the victory already won through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Let me go over that again. Now, you got to get in that type of teaching and preaching mode or that type of lifestyle yourself. It's both already done and already mine. Is both already done and already mine. You're going to have to be a victorious Christian. You're not seeking victory. Thank be to God, which give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Look at 1 John 5:4. Thanks be to God, which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. You have to know that you have. I better look that scripture up. It is 1 John. Help me with that. Because it's saying so much to what we're saying now about faith and grace. I don't want to pass it up. Because you might want me to say something else about it. First John 5:4. Whosoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. So the victory of faith overcoming the world is knowing the fact that it's already done. Let me read this to you again. It's both already done and already out. It's both already done and already out. Class, it's both already done, not just done, and already ours, and through grace and faith, we bring it into manifestation and demonstration. A victorious Christian isn't seeking victory, but rather enforces the victory. You see the difference, class? You're not seeking, but you're enforcing the victory, won through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. So class, we move into Romans 8:37. Romans 8:37. And I want you all to keep a Bible. I don't want you all to let that computer take everything. Keep a Bible. Just like I talk about dressing, I'm the same way about you're not fully equipped as a preacher with just a computer and all that. You need to have a Bible. In Romans 8:37, it says, "Nay, in all these things, glory to God, we are more than conquerors through him that love us." I tell you, knowing it already done will make you a conqueror. Knowing you already have won. Knowing that you already have the victory. Huh? Knowing that I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Huh? You already got the victory. That's what you have to know. So as we look at this, it's both already done and already out. I want you to think about that. A victorious Christian can't, I'm going back over there, yeah, can't, A victorious Christian isn't seeking victory, but rather enforces the victory already won by the through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. So we're not trying to win a battle, class. We're coming from a battle that had already been won. Jesus has conquered, and we notice and we enforce his conquest. Romans 8:37, nay, and all these things, Romans 8:37, we are more than conquerors through him that love us. So through Jesus, our preaching is through Jesus, what Jesus has done. All right, class, as believers, we aren't trying to get something from God. What? We are fighting to receive the full manifestation of what's already ours in Christ. Not trying, that's a whole new spectrum if you listen to me. I don't know how long you've been in the Lord and how long you've been preaching, but that's a whole new spectrum. Like I said, I got 53 years of experience, very, very, very successful experience in ministry. Very successful. The word for the new year that God gave me to the church, and I'll say it, give it to you, let me manifest. Let me manifest. That's what our faith is all about. It's about manifesting. That's what our preaching is all about. It's about manifesting. That's what our life is all about. It's about manifesting. And this is the wisdom. This is the places that we're going to pioneer and as past finders and pace setters. This is where God wants to be. So I said, as believers, we're not trying to get something from God. We're fighting to receive the full manifestation of what already ours in Christ. Are you with me, class? In other words, we're not trying to get healed. We're fighting because we've already been healed. And the devil is trying to steal it. You know, it brings scripture that you know. You know this scripture. But the context of what we're teaching will bring this scripture into manifestation in your life. John 10:10. The thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and destroy. But I'm come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Notice the word might is in there. If you don't have the revelation of what we are talking about here, you're not going to have that abundant life that God. Now your apostle, I'm living the abundant life. Not by book, not by cause and all that's in there, but I'm my walk with God over these years and my relationship with the Holy Spirit over these years, living sanctified and holy these years is in my life and have been in my life, never left since I've been called, since I've been saved. So the abundant life that Jesus provided for me, I live it and I live it before the people. And that's a big difference. You got to have it in your life. Are you still with me? So those of you who need healing, you're not trying to get healed no more. You're fighting because you've already been healed. And the devil is trying to steal it. Take scriptures, stand on the scriptures, and act like you're healed. Now, through the revelation contained in this study, you've learned that God loved me infinitely more than I can ever comprehend or need. So you have to know how much God loves you, and you have to be able to preach and tell people how much God loved them and how much God has done for them. Let's look at this. And you probably went through this. There are times when depressing and discouraging feeling will tempt you. Depressing and discouraging feeling. You ever had any of that? They come to me also, but I don't accept them. All right? From now on, you're not going to accept them. In other words, you don't know, you have to know that most of the time it's nothing you've done wrong. It's just you got an enemy, and you got that sense realm, and you got that soul and that body that is not born again. You're only born again aspect of you is in your spirit. So you have to know how to deal with that. Are you following me? So depression and discouragement gonna try to tempt you sometime, but you walk away from it. You meditate, you praise God, and get out of his grip. The author said, although I've had these thoughts, I don't give in to them, because I also have this revelation that God loved me and has already provided everything I need. Class, God loved me and has provided everything I need. It might not be where I am now, but it's mine, and I'm going to take it by force. The kingdom of heaven suffering valor, and the valor take it by force. What for? By meditating the scripture, by prayer, by praise, by knowing that it's all things work together for good for them that love God, who are called according to his purpose. Romans 8:28. Romans 8:26-28 is a powerful background that I want you to go into. So when these things are happening in your life, I want to train you. Instead of giving in to hunger, discouragement, and despair, remind yourself of God's word. Remind yourself of God's word. Meditate the word. Go to Joshua 1:8. Go to Psalm 1:1-3. Remind yourself. Go to Psalm 103 and begin to thank God for those five benefits you got in Psalm 103:1-3. The name of God, Jehovah Jireh, he's my provider. Jehovah Raha, he's my shepherd. Jehovah Rapha, he's my healer. See, go to those places. Jehovah Shammah, he's present. See, Jehovah Shalom, he's my peace. There in Psalm 103. So you just separate yourself and spend a day or so fasting, praying, and seeking God. When you're going through these discouragements and these things, just separate yourself. Put the plate down. Put your knees down and get in his presence. All right, Claire? And the author said, what I'm doing in these times is minding what the Lord has already placed within me. Instead of asking him to give me something new, I draw out the life that he's already given. That's the secret. Don't go looking for nothing. Don't say, Lord, help me. No, Lord, reveal to me what you already have done for me. God has given me such joy inside that I can choose to rejoice at all times. Look at Philippians 4. Philippians 4. And I'll give you the verse when you get there. I don't need you just sitting there. I need you pulling those scriptures. I need you going through pulling them scripture with me as you see me pulling them right now. Philippians 4. Verse 4. Philippians 4. I'm at Ephesians. That ain't gonna work. It's not gonna come out right. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Now, what I've just taught you is the answer. This scripture is the answer to it. You're going to have time that you got to deal with something. I've had them. But if you stay in prayer, fasting, and praise, instead of complaining and begging, asking God to do something for you, you're not going to have the confidence, the access and the boldness to minister to nobody else. You have to know that it's already yours. The devil is trying to lie to you. wherever you are in life right now, I believe when you finish this school, go through these classes, you're not going to be in the same spot. I know some of you are blessed already, but you're going to be blesser than that, because this school carries a blessing anointing. Your feeling, your down moments, you seem like you're left out. Seem like you can't get there and get it. You'll get everywhere. You'll get there. Full of confidence. I'm a little country boy. I've been blessed. I preach in Madison Square Garden with Creflo Dollar a long time. I preach with Kenny Coburn. I preach with Fred Price. Kenny Coburn. Little country boy at Iandaro. This ministry on 600 acres of land. I'm just trying to build your confidence up. The ministry completely out of debt. I'm completely out of debt. All my children out of debt. I have four children. They're out of debt. So I'll tell you, if you be faithful over a few things, he'll make you ruler over many. But he got to train you that those things won't get ahead of you. You'll stay full committed to the kingdom of God. I wouldn't do nothing else. I started with black hair. I got white hair now. So look at his voice. Philippians 4:4. Rejoice in the Lord sometime. Rejoice in the Lord when everything going right in the physical and in the mental. No. Rejoice in the Lord how, class? Come on, I don't want you to forget this. Because some of y'all need it right now. Always. And again, I say rejoice. Now, what would make you joyful when things not going right? Because you know it's temporary, and you know it's not God's will, and you know that in the spirit world, God has provided for you if you keep seeking his face and keep hearing his voice, that you're going to walk right out of it. Are you following me? Because I'm ministering in two ways. I'm ministering to get you ready for ministry, but in your life, I want to touch your life. I want my life to touch your life. I want my life such as I have. We read that last session in Acts 3. Give out unto thee. A full course of ministry. I've stepped through it. I walked through it. I got three sons preaching the gospel now. I've seen the hard times and the bad times, but as I learned, I stuck with this verse. Rejoice in the Lord always. Why you can rejoice? I have the revelation that everything that is not working for me is temporary. Who I'm talking to tonight? Who am I talking to? Who that's crying? No. It's working. It's working. God's going to cause it to work out on your behalf. One of y'all pulling on me. But thank God we're able to minister to you. All right? Now, let me try to get back to where I was working with. I want to read this last statement. What I'm doing is minding what the Lord has already placed within me. Instead of asking him to give me something new, I draw out the life that he's already given. Very important. And Philippians 4 means God has given me such joy inside that I can choose to rejoice at all times. Psalm 34:1, put in your note. I will bless the Lord at all times, no matter what's going on. His praise shall be continually in my mouth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise his holy name. You got to keep that steadfast with you, class. I will bless the Lord at all times. Now listen, this is what you want to do, and this is what you want to carry to the body of Christ. As I have drawn on the joy that God has already placed within my born-again spirit, I live a consistently victorious life. a consistently victorious life. In ministry, don't I'm telling you, sometimes you're going to be down, sometimes you're heavy, but no. Rejoice in the Lord. Don't try to carry the Lord yourself. Rejoice in the Lord. Take your burden to Him and let Him release you. In the midst of great adversity, I experience continual joy and peace. Why? I know I have the victory. Thanks be to God who gives us victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He prepared a table for me in the presence of my enemy, anointed my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I'm not going to hinder the goodness and mercy from catching up with me. Are you listening to me? So it's not because I'm not tempted with others, but because I know in my heart that God has already done His part. Very important, class. Let me give it to you. Not because I'm never tempted with the other, but because I know in my heart that God has already done His part. So I know it's only a temporary physical, mental situation, but in my spirit, I have authority over my soul and over my body. Romans 12, 1 through 3. Now, I know you're familiar with these scriptures, but take them in this time now because you're working on another realm. You're working on another dimension. When things are not going right, I start focusing on the Lord and His word and draw out His abundant life from within me. What? I say one thing, that I start focusing on the Lord and His word and draw out His abundant life from within me. Draw out His abundant life. See, abundant life always waiting for you to draw it out. No matter what you're going through physically, through the grace of God, through hope, through love, by faith, you draw out what's on the inside of you. You draw out the manifestation. You draw out the demonstration. Behold, I give you power to tread upon serpent, Luke 10, 19, and scorpion, and the power of the enemy shall do you no harm. You're supposed to be walking on the enemy. The enemy is not walking on you. But sometimes the enemy will walk on your body. And sometimes the enemy will walk on your soul. And you got to come deeper within that divine nature there in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 through 10, with that faith built right, you come out there and partake and use your divine promises, your precious promises and precious faith, and drive him off. Don't focus. I don't focus on the enemy. I focus on his defeat. This statement, class, will not hold value to the regular traditional preacher. The Lord has already done everything. The Lord has already done everything. The Lord has already done everything. Keep that in your spirit. Keep that in your spirit. And here's the encouragement. However, if you're not seeing it manifest, it's not God who hasn't given, but you who haven't received. Wow. Wow. Let me read that again. However, if you're not seeing it manifest in your life right now, it's not the God who hasn't given, but you who haven't received. See, what is Mark 11, 24, or Mark 11, 22, have faith in God. Mark 11, 23, say, very, very, I say unto you, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast in the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. Mark 11, 24, therefore I say unto you, what things you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you should have them. In other words, if it hasn't manifest, it's not God who has not given, but you who haven't received. See, class, this is the category we got to get in teaching these classes. We got to Work from grace, activating by faith. Because everything already done. See. So I want you to come with me to take a journey that will teach you how to receive what God already has done for you. The church is begging right now, trying to get God to do something. He's already done it. So once you get the revelation that is already done and know how to operate in grace and faith, your manifestation is the only thing. You see, God said, let me manifest. God cannot manifest without your faith. See, God cannot manifest by your beggarly prayer. You begging God for hours, crying. Oh, God, come here. God said, I'm already there. I mean you. Get up. Take your stand. Are you understanding, Clarence? See, you're going to have it to give it. If you don't have it, you know, I told you, I'm keeping reminding you these 53 years, but I'm successful because I stuck with it. And I've learned over and over again. And these lessons I'm teaching you now going to take you to another level that you've never been to before. So, write this in your note. We aren't begging God to prosper us financially. We're fighting a good fight of faith to see the prosperity that already been given to us manifest. Let me read that to you, because you ain't got no business being broke. Especially with this money coming as anointing on me and you in this class, in this school. Let me read this to you again. We aren't begging God to prosper us financially. We're fighting a good fight of faith to see the prosperity that already has been given to us manifest. Now, class, that can be in every aspect, healing, health, family, etc. You fight. You're fighting the good fight of faith. If you're fighting a good fight of faith, you're fighting knowing that through grace, God have already settled everything. He's already done. Are you following me? And through faith, you make withdrawal from the inside of your spirit, bring it to the outside of your soul, bring it to your body, and bring it to your life situation. That's what you're going to be preaching about. That's what you're going to be teaching as you get into this new dimension and this new realm of revelation of God's grace have done everything, and your faith activate that grace to manifest. God's grace have done everything through Jesus Christ on the cross. Your faith activate that grace and cause that grace to manifest, demonstrate, and deliver to you what is rightfully yours. So you're not fighting the devil to get. Go back to John 10:10. The thief come not but to steal, kill, and destroy. I'm come that you might have life, and that you might have more abundant. Notice the word might is used in it twice. Now I'm about to reveal a scripture to you that is in this book of Ephesians that teaches us about grace, what is already out. And in Ephesians 3:20, it says, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, because it's already done. Look at the last part of that verse. Can't do it without the last part. According to the power class that worketh in us. So there's John 10:10, Ephesians 3:20 is revealing to us the book of Ephesians. The thief comes up to steal, kill, and destroy. And he's through ignorance, through hard labor, through not recognizing John 19:30, it is finished, not recognizing Galatians 3:13 and 14, that is already done. Christ had redeemed us. Not recognizing 1 Corinthians 6:19, you're bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and your spirit, which are God. If you're not recognizing that, the enemy gonna have you fighting him. See, you don't have to fight. You take what is right for yours. You see what I'm saying? You have the anointing. Through the anointing, through revelation, through grace, through hope. What's that other word? Grace, hope, love, and faith. You gonna have to, as a minister, you're gonna have to take it. You're gonna have to have the manifestation in your life, the demonstration in your life. You're gonna have to know that problem gonna come, situation gonna come, that don't seem like God is doing anything, but it's not like that. Is that you're not activating what God has done. You are a God activator. You cause, God don't cause manifestation. God can't cause manifestation without you. You got to cause the manifestation. You got to call the miracle. You got to call the sign. You got to call the wonder. If you're not here with me, if you're not understanding now, I want you to read the book of Ephesians over and over again. I want you to know the apostle and the prophet been left out. But we saw both times he built it on apostle, prophet, Jesus Christ, the chief cornerstone. All he's saying is that the revelation and the anointing and the insight and the wisdom and the understanding that he brings through an apostle and a prophet is for to bring us to Ephesians 4:11 through 16, that every believer will know their rightful place, that they have the same thing on the inside of them that we have on the inside of us. All we're doing is training what they got on the inside of them. It's all deposit already made. Class, are you with me? See, in this school, you're different classes. You're gonna pick up things that are not normal, because actually this school and the instructors, we live in this. We're already into this. We're not trying to find it. We know that we already been delivered. Let me see where I can close out here. We aren't asking God to bless us because he already commanded his blessing upon us. Through believing, we already got it. Come on, class. Talking like we already got it and acting like we already got it, we appropriate what the Lord has provided. I mean, you go down through the 23rd Psalm. Now, you go back through the 23rd Psalm. Go back with this statement. Read the 23rd Psalm with this statement of mine. We aren't asking God to bless us because he already commanded his blessing on us. You read, the Lord is my shepherd. I should not want. I got that. He making me lie down in grace. I got that. I already got that. Look, he already commanded his blessing on us. Through believing, we already got it. Talking like we already got it. Acting like we already got it, we appropriate what the Lord has provided. See, you don't go by class. You can't be a minister going by what you feel. I never come to the pulpit by my feeling. I come in my faith. I know God's gonna work it out. Your personal life, you're gonna get your personal life straight. Your personal life, you're going to have to activate. You're going to have to manifest. You're going to have to demonstrate these things in your life. If you don't, you can't deliver. I mean, after a protracted period of time, you've been in ministry, you ought to have some type of good success. You ought to have something to show for it. And I'm not just talking about money. I'm talking about your marriage. I'm talking about your lifestyle. I'm talking about your health. Show our bodies are attacked. Show. Some of you all are dealing with things right now. But if you take what I'm saying to you and act like you already have it, because you do already have it. You're already healed. You're already healthy. You're already wealthy. You're already happy. You're already blessed. And so when I stand before my congregation, I need for people to preach. When I stood in Madison Square Garden, I wasn't just preaching a message, money coming. I had money coming manifested in my life. I'm now teaching a series on building money coming demonstrator. I hope you're wise enough as a student here to get in those classes, because we're going to build some money coming demonstrator. God revealed some things to me yesterday, sitting in my favorite place on my porch in the rocker about money coming demonstrator. You got to have demonstrator to show out of debt, need met, desires have come. What? Desire. I mean, actually nothing you want. You done got in a position, and then you can go by. You got everything. I want that for you while you're in this class. God bless you. I did two wrong.